It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-November, 13th and 14th, depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday the 13th after the 9 o'clock news, or Sunday the 14th after the 9 o'clock news. I want to give a big shout-out to my guest last weekend, which was Krista Keddie, who's one of the registered dental hygienists that are on staff here at Northeast Delta Dental, who formerly, pre-COVID, would visit all of our dental offices to make sure they had the latest and greatest information they need to run their dental practice. Now this is, of course, all done virtually, but dentists have been thriving. People have been going back to the dentist in record numbers. I think the challenge right now in the dental community is getting enough dental assistants and hygienists in terms of the dental team. But other than that, things are going well on the dental side of things, and Krista explained that. But this weekend with me is Gretchen Ziegler, and Gretchen is with the Cathedral of the Pines, and essentially I'll have her explain it from A to Z, but it's actually quite moving for me because just the past few weeks, the person, Mike Pollan, who used to produce the radio for me, all the interface that's needed, passed away, and one of his favorites was a Cathedral of the Pines. So it's quite ironic, or the universe is with us, whatever, that we're doing this show on the Cathedral of the Pines, you know, shortly after Mike's passing. But in any event, Gretchen, how are you doing this weekend? Thanks for joining me.
Very good. It's beautiful out, and have just sort of closed down our on-season operations at the cathedral. The grounds are still open, so people can come and walk the grounds or on our trails that we have cut over the last few years. And we're welcoming people still, but this is our kind of quiet time, if you can say that.
Sure, if there is any quiet time in these days, right? So let's take a step back, though. While you and I are very familiar with the Cathedral of the Pines, and it's a beautiful area, I've been out there. I go out a lot in that area because I'm on one of the boards for Franklin Pierce, and I've had weddings out there, et cetera. It's absolutely beautiful. But why don't we start with how and why the Cathedral of the Pines was founded?
Well, the Cathedral of the Pines was founded 76 years ago at the end of World War II. The family that owned the property, Douglas and Sybil Sloan, had four children, and two of the boys were bomber pilots in World War II. And Sandy Sloan, the second son, was shot down over Germany in February of 1944, and the family hoped that he might be in a POW camp or whatever, but it turned out that he had, in fact, died when the plane crashed. They had a memorial service for Sandy, inviting his friends, track team, fraternity brothers from Dartmouth, as well as family and local neighbors. And after the service, a number of people asked if they could use the site to remember their special ones who had been lost during the war. Mr. and Mrs. Sloan thought, well, maybe this is what why we bought this property. Maybe this is what this should be. So the next year, they opened the property to all those who would like to come and have a service. They decided early on that all faiths, all creeds, all nationalities, all colors would be welcome to come and worship in whatever way they would like to do. So we maintain our contact with the military. We also welcome all kinds of religious organizations to have services, and as well as fraternal and sororal groups and service groups, any non-profit, all may come and have services at the Cathedral of the Pines at no cost.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, this past summer, did you have a significant anniversary of Cathedral of the Pines?
Yes, we had our 75th anniversary, postponed 1 year, of course, as I guess so many other things were because of the COVID. But we had, well, the counts range between 8,000 and 10,000 people came by for the events that we had planned, as well as we had the Vietnam Memorial Traveling Wall there. And it was a really emotional event for me. I've been involved with the cathedral virtually since its beginning. Mr. Sloan had a Boy Scout troop that my father was one of the older scouts during it. And he was Dad's mentor, and so a lot of the things that Dad got from Mr. Sloan got passed on to me. So I feel my service as a trustee is sort of payback to the family for establishing this wonderful site. And I also spent a year in Vietnam with the American Red Cross, so I hadn't seen this many Vietnam vets in a long, long time. So it was a very special occasion for
me. I was going to say, it must have been quite compelling. Now, since you mentioned the trustees, how many trustees are there?
And why don't you tell us about that? We have 11 trustees at the present time. And when Mr. and Mrs. Sloan died in the early 70s, their eldest son set up a foundation with trustees to manage the foundation.
And so the trustees are responsible for making sure that the property is maintained, and do they do fundraising? What's your typical trustee board meeting like?
Well, we are right now in the midst of doing a major reevaluation. Our executive director resigned at the end of August, and so we are looking at where do we want to be in 5 years, and how do we want to get there, and how do we want to be led? So it's a time of reflection and renewal right now. We maintain, obviously, the connection with the military and with other religious and non-religious nonprofit organizations that have been the mainstay, and we look forward to continuing to welcome them. Most of our money comes from donations. Either people leave donations as when they're on the property, or they mail in donations to us. And we do charge for some things like weddings. We have a burial ground where people can be buried, and of course there's costs to that for the work that we need to do and the lifetime maintenance. So we have some things that we have to charge for. A couple years ago, we expanded our Sloan Room, which is a large meeting room that we are using also for receptions after the last wedding of the day. Or, you know, nonprofit organizations can have meetings there or whatever. And so we stay pretty busy.
Well, I can imagine. So you're a member of the Board of Trustees. So are you also acting now as the interim executive director, or how's that working without a full-time executive director?
We were able to convince our fundraiser to expand her time. So she actually is doing the interim executive director bit. I was doing it when we first talked about doing the discussion. I've done it three times before, so it's sort of like old hat to me. Right now, I'm serving as co-chair of the of the Board of Trustees. So, my co-chair and I are ultimately responsible, obviously, but I've been working closely with the young woman who is being our interim. Yeah.
So in true sort of quintessential New Hampshire way, a lot of sweat equity, a lot of volunteer work. So
So
why don't you give again? I say this is a hidden jewel. There's a lot of those actually in New Hampshire.
Yes, there are.
Tell us the location and do the elevator pitch. So if I live in the Manchester Concord corridor, why should I drive out and take a visit?
Well, we have a spectacular view of the Grand Monadnock. It is a place of quiet and reflection. We have many people who just come and either meditate or just sit there and enjoy the view. We find a number of people who are going through rough spots in their life will come and just sit in one of the, either in the main sanctuary or one of the smaller chapels. We also have an altar that we call the Altar of the Nation. It's built with stones from almost every state in the Union. Louisiana said they didn't have any stones, so they sent us a cannonball that was in the mud left over from the War of 1812, Battle of New Orleans. It also has stones from every president, starting with Harry Truman. And we haven't got President Trump's yet, but we're hoping that it will be here soon. And also, it's got stones from the admirals and generals from World War II.
Wow. And, well, you certainly have piqued the listening audience. So we're going to take a little break. And we come back, we're going to ask you about, are you open year-round in the winter and things like that and the cost of visiting. And I just want to, though, publicly thank you for your leadership at the Cathedral of the Pines because I chair several nonprofit boards myself, and I know you have to have a passion for it, and there's a lot of sweat equity, and it's such a gorgeous and, like you said, compelling sight that it would be really a shame if it wasn't kept up the way it is. So thank you, Gretchen Ziegler, and we'll return with Gretchen after commercial break.
Welcome back to the second half of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with your host, Tom Raffio.
This weekend with me is Gretchen Ziegler, who is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Cathedral of the Pines, but also acts in a capacity of operating capacity as well. So the Cathedral of the Pines is in really good shape and in really good hands because of Gretchen and some of her colleagues, on the board and others and volunteers. So, so some basic information. So why should someone... Again, visit the Cathedral of the Pines, but while you're there, is it open year-round, and what's the cost of visiting?
Well, the grounds are open year-round. The gardens, of course, don't last through the cold front coming in, but the trails are open. We have staff there during the week from now until... the beginning of May, and so people can come in and you can reserve our meeting hall as well for a variety of things, but we're not quite as active. We have our museum would be open by request. It's a museum about the cathedral, but also a lot of memorabilia from World War II and some from World War I as well. And you can still see the Women's Memorial Bell Tower. Mr. Sloan felt that the women were not recognized for their many contributions during times of war. So when a woman made a major donation to him, he used that to build a tower to... recognize women who have served, not just in the military, though we do have a plaque designed by Norman Rockwell of the military women. But he also designed a plaque of a frontier woman defending her cabin, Clara Barton, to represent nurses during the Civil War, and civilian women like news broadcasters and Rosie the Riveter and other people, the press, who have worked with the military in times of war and supported them. So some people come to see the Norman Rockwell plaques. His son Peter actually made them, and so people who do tours of Norman Rockwell will sometimes come by and want to know the story about that as well.
That's terrific. So you're located on Hale Hill Road in Ringe.
Right, and that's really just a side road. You'd be looking for Cathedral Road.
Great.
And it's on the east side of Ringe, not too far from Franklin Pierce University, where I understand you serve on the board, and I serve as a faculty member.
Yeah, and I go and I always take a drive by. So I kind of find it. I'm out there anyway, so then I kind of just poke around. So I just want to make sure that our listening audience gets the. I don't know if the GPS works out there or not, but
it will if you don't get behind a hill. You know how the GPS in New Hampshire is.
Oh, believe me, I was out in. Dublin a few weeks ago for Mike's service, and ends up taking some dirt roads that were kind of scary. But in any event, it's a nice ride. Obviously, as people listen to the show on November 13th and 14th, the fall foliage is pretty much complete. But it's a beautiful ride, and it's so compelling. And this angle of Norman Rockwell, you know, as executed by his son Peter, in terms of portraying, you know, service women and pioneer women and civilian women and nurses, I think it's terrific. Like it's like really state of the art.
Mm-hmm. It really is a very meaningful thing, and we have a Carillon up and two Sheffield bells that we ring for weddings and for funerals, memorial services, and so it was dedicated in 1967, long before anybody else thought about honoring women who have served, and so it was. Mr. Sloan was pretty forward thinking in celebrating women and their service, and also in his ecumenical, open-to-all attitude towards the services. And one of the things you had asked earlier and I hadn't answered was the cost to visit. There is no cost to visit. It's open to the public, and we ask that if you are able and feel so compelled that you make a donation in one of our donation boxes. But there is no fee to come and visit the cathedral.
Is there anything such as a membership if someone wants to donate? And by the way, the website is cathedralofthepines.org. Again, cathedralofthepines.org, and it's spelled the way it sounds. If you just want to make a donation, if you go on that website, would there be the ability to do so?
Absolutely, yes.
Great.
And of course, we hope they can come and visit, and feel the peace and serenity that surrounds you at the cathedral.
There's no doubt about that, and I know that we talked about the fact that it's mostly volunteers, small staff. The phone number, and now you have to have the area code even if it's 603. So 603-899-3300.
Right.
And In terms of a service there, now I know, like if you wanted to have a wedding there, you would call and pick a date for next summer. What about any services? How you would just call that number 603-899-3300, pick a date and get the price and go from there? Is it as simple as that?
It's just as simple as that. The we are booked quite a bit for next year, and starting to take reservations for 2023. So if you would like to get married next summer there, you might want to call fairly soon, or come on out and let one of the staff take you around and show you how we can do the service that meets your needs. And Mrs. Sloan started doing weddings because back in the late 40s and 50s, many people couldn't go to other places of worship. Most of the people married within their own faith and probably within their own church or synagogue or mosque. But after World War II, as the men came and women came back from the war, they had been exposed to new ideas, and some of them met people of the opposite sex and who were from different faiths, and there wasn't any place for them to get married because their partner wasn't welcomed in their house of worship. So Mrs. Sloan would have weddings there, have both clergy participate, and unite the families in this beautiful location.
Well, once again, way ahead of their time. This is,
yeah.
And every time we've had Cathedral of the Pines representatives for years on our radio show, and I always learn things, and that's one thing I learned this time around, and the other thing I've learned, of course, is the Norman Rockwell, connection, which I know, intrigues people. So to wrap up, the website is cathedralofthepines.org. The phone number is 603, area code 899-3300. Great place to visit. Ringe isn't that far on Cathedral Road or Halo Hill Road, and just get out there. You'll find it. Been out there many times. It's one of those hidden jewels. It's only about an hour from Concord, and probably best to do it when maybe you're not expecting a lot of snow. But it's absolutely beautiful. So thank you for your leadership. I hope what this show does is get you some more people coming out, more people to donate money, because like a lot of things in New Hampshire, it is depending on donations and private funds. So I really appreciate your leadership, Gretchen. Thank you for taking your time with me. And for listening audience, get out to Ringe, donate, visit, reflect. It's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations on pulling off, albeit 1 year after, because of COVID, the 75-year anniversary this summer, too, Gretchen. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Cathedral of the Pines.
It's a hidden gem. I hope people get out there. Again, cathedralofthepines.org in Ringe, New Hampshire. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Thank you for listening to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Be sure to tune in next time.